A new study has found that polio eradication efforts are not reaching the most vulnerable in certain areas of Pakistan. The findings published this month in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization shows that polio can be stamped out more quickly if national programs reach out to high-risk groups and engage with them. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Shona Barry, WHO spokesperson for polio eradication.
Looking at the situation in Pakistan, the first question I wanted to ask you would be, why has it been so difficult to eradicate polio in this country?
Well, first I'd like to zoom back a little bit and say, remember, out of all the countries of the world, we now have only three left which still have polio. And it's only in parts of these three countries. And in Pakistan, really, the key is the border areas, the tribal areas. And that's largely because everywhere that polio has come to an end, the last places where you've found it are the places where children are unreached, be it by health services, by education, what have you. You will find polio always among the least served populations. And in Pakistan, it's been a question of reaching these populations with good operations, with good vaccination campaigns, finding them and accessing them. So it's really a question of reaching the children who are most marginalized and least reached, and that's where Pakistan has struggled up till now and has made a huge turnaround in this past year.
Well, is it a case sometimes that people don't want their children to be vaccinated?
Of course, sometimes that is the case, and we find that in many countries of the world. And the goal is really to raise the immunity of the population to a level where polio doesn't find any vulnerable children to infect. And so it is largely also a question, is a two-tier approach. You must have excellent opportunities for parents to vaccinate their children. And when that opportunity presents itself, the parent must want to vaccinate their child. So you must both ensure that people understand the importance of vaccination, that they trust where it's coming from, that there's community demand for it and understanding and education. At the same time, wanting the vaccine isn't enough if your health services aren't delivering it to you. So it's both sides of the issue. However, we found in Pakistan that less than 2% of the children who are not vaccinated remain that way because of their parents refusing it. So it's a very small percentage in absolute terms.
I mean, are children the most vulnerable group, or is there any other vulnerable group that you're targeting as well?
Anyone can be affected by polio, but it does largely affect children under the age of 5, and that's the age that we target with vaccination campaigns. In Pakistan, we know that, for example, about 15% of the population is Pashto-speaking from the Pashtun community, which is largely based in sort of northwestern Pakistan. But the community lives everywhere throughout the country. It's only 15% of the population, but three-quarters of the polio cases this year have been in Pashtun children, which tells us what? It tells us that we are not reaching this community. Even if I'm a parent in this community who wants to vaccinate their child, I may not be getting the service. And if I don't want to vaccinate my child, why? So the study that has just been published in the WHO Bulletin, in fact, looks at last year's data about September to October 2011 and finds that many parents don't want to vaccinate their children or are unaware of polio eradication efforts. Over this year, we've worked with the government of Pakistan and UNICEF, Rotary International in particular, in Pakistan to deploy what we call social mobilizers, people who work within the community, community activists, what we would call it. And over 1,000 of these people who are from the communities working to raise awareness, to answer questions in the Pashtun community, and to specifically work at raising the education level and helping people understand why polio eradication is important and vaccination is important. So we've seen actually a doubling of awareness in our own data over this past year.
You've been talking there about engaging communities with regard to participating in vaccination programs, but are you doing this in partnership with the government, or what is the government doing itself?
Absolutely. The first thing about polio eradication, actually, is that it's a government-led program. In fact, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, Rotary, the international partners are there to support the government. So the polio eradication program in Pakistan is run entirely by the government. And in fact, what's very interesting in this, in these last three countries with polio, this is not just a health ministry issue. We now have a focal person, what we call a polio czar, if you like, in each of these countries. And in Pakistan, this person reports directly to the president. So this is quite unprecedented in a health issue where we are actually reporting directly to the head of state through a focal person who coordinates an intersectoral approach, which includes traditional leaders, civil society, non-governmental organizations, but also the ministries of the government that are important to this effort. So indeed, the government has been in the lead on this.
We've seen that smallpox is the only disease that has been fully eradicated. Obviously, with regard to this disease, you're looking to eradicate that as well. The three countries left. So what's your target? Do you have a target as to when this disease will be eradicated?
We are really aiming to have the world certified polio-free by 2018. And that means that we should stop seeing cases in 2015. And that's sort of the goal towards which we're aiming. But that said, we've set goals before, not necessarily reached them. What's important is to really treat these last three countries as an emergency, which is why now this is being called a public health emergency by the World Health Assembly to finish this, because polio could come back from these three areas, and it could come back worldwide. So this is the time, this is the opportunity we have to hammer at it.